The Phoenix Suns got even younger last night, taking three players in the two-round NBA draft. They had the fourth overall pick and chose wing Josh Jackson from Kansas. With me to break down the Suns' draft is Dave King, managing editor of BrightsideOfTheSun.com. And Dave, is there a general consensus out there about how the Suns did last night?
Yeah, I just was looking around and I saw A grades on from just about every site on the Phoenix Suns draft. They all love the fit of Josh Jackson with the Suns. If you could match a prospect in the top five with a team as far as team needs, there's no better fit than Josh Jackson. Obviously, you would probably take a Markelle Fultz, but short of that, Josh Jackson is a perfect fit. He brings the attitude, the energy, and he plays the position that the Suns really need some help in on the defensive end.
Fultz was the top pick last night, Jackson the number four. And, you know, there was a lot of consternation, I guess, on Planet Orange, as the Suns call it, at the draft lottery when the Suns got the fourth pick. There was some hope that they could have been higher and maybe even the top pick. But it seems like, based on what you're saying, that fourth pick worked out all right for them.
Yep, on my big board and just about everybody's big board, Josh Jackson was right behind Markelle Fultz. And in some people's minds, he was ahead of Markelle Fultz.
The Suns also had two second-round picks, and second-round picks, you know, sometimes make the team, sometimes don't. What are you hearing and what are folks saying about the two guys that the Suns took in the second round?
The two guys the Suns took in the second round were a little bit unexpected. Davon Reed was taken with the 32nd pick. The Suns fell in love with him during draft workouts. There was a lot of word coming out of the workouts that the Suns thought he was one of the better guys they had seen as far as second-round prospects. And yet a lot of the mock drafts didn't even have him being taken. He's a 22-year-old. He actually would be one of the older guys on the team now. Davon Reed actually brings a lot of defense. He's got a really long wingspan as a shooting guard. He can spot up and shoot. He's kind of like a younger P.J. Tucker type is the kind of profile he's going to fit. And the Suns, again, really do need some defense. And so now between Jackson and Reed, they have some really good wing defense. Alec Peters at number 54, he had a foot injury coming into the draft. He was actually initially projected to be a late first round, early second round type of guy. He's one of those, he's got some really good offense as a power forward. He can shoot, he can rebound, but he doesn't have quite the quickest feet to be able to play defense at the next level. So we're not quite sure where he's going to fit in the NBA.
Obviously, people seem pretty excited about Josh Jackson. Maybe Reed and Peters could be contributors as well. How optimistic should Suns fans be? You know, the team hasn't made the playoffs in several years. Now with at least the first-round pick and maybe the one or both of the second-round picks, how much better do you think the Suns might be this coming season than they were last season?
As I said earlier, you couldn't have found a better fit for what this team profile needs than a Josh Jackson. They've got the pure scorer in Devin Booker. They've got the athletic freak in Marquise Chris. They've got the jack-of-all-trades type in Dragan Bender. And now you've got Josh Jackson, who is kind of like the next coming, potentially, of a Jimmy Butler and Paul George type, where he is just a demon defensively, could be on all-defensive teams, potentially on the wing, as well as scoring a lot, rebounding a lot, and making all the hustle plays. As far as playoff contention, I think the Suns need to focus on their young guys, and their young guys are all 19, 20, 21 years old. So I don't see them fighting for the playoffs this year. I think the Suns will be happy to be in the 30s as far as wins next year, but as long as they're going in the right direction, and in a year or two or three, they might actually be a playoff team on this core.
Dave King is managing editor of BrightsideOfTheSun.com, talking about the Suns' draft last night. Dave, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for having me on.